Today is National Equal Pay Day. Why today? Well, it's because if you're a white woman with no kids, you have to work until today, April 12th, to make as much money as a man earned last year. If you have kids, you'll have to work into early summer. And if you're a woman of color, keep working until fall. What would it take to celebrate Equal Pay Day on January 1st? Seattle writer Ruchika Tulshian has a few ideas. Her book is called The Diversity Advantage, Fixing Gender Inequality in the Workplace. She's seen all the advice out there for women to close their pay gap by advocating for themselves. But Tulshian told me, instead, she chooses to focus on what managers and companies can do.
That's really because women face many biases when we're kind of charged tasked with solving gender wage inequalities and other inequalities. So, for example, many studies have found that when women speak up or when they negotiate for a raise, for example, since we are talking on Equal Pay Day, they're seen as less likable, they're seen as less competent, they're often viewed as very pushy or non-team players, or even worse associations that are associated with working collaboratively. So women are really expected to kind of, be more subservient, be very likable, not really ask for more. And a lot of the narrative around solving the gender wage gap is about asking women to negotiate their first salary or negotiate a salary raise. But then at the same time, if they're actually going to be penalized and punished for it, then we're not going to end up actually being able to solve the wage gap in any effective way. So I would say that it's really in the hands of managers and companies to solve the wage gap, not women.
What are some concrete steps they can take to help close the pay gap, these people who are posting the jobs and are sitting on hiring committees?
So the number one thing is to be able to track salary data. And last year, Salesforce did a huge study. The CEO of Salesforce, Mark Benioff, actually had a look at the way men and women were being paid at this very highly tech-forward company. You know, it's one of the most innovative companies in the world. Clearly, you need to have a very specialized set of skills to work there. And even he found, Salesforce found a huge difference in the way men and women were being paid. And they recently announced that they would be spending $3 million to try and solve the gender wage gap within their own company. So being able to track salary data, really having that information at your fingertips about how men and women are being compensated in your company, have that data broken down by gender and by race is very, very important and very valuable. I'm all about training for implicit biases, just making managers and the people who are on hiring committees or who are on the committees that decide on pay aware that, hey, we judge women and men differently. Women are penalized for asking for more. Women of color certainly face very harmful consequences when they speak up, and really making managers aware of that and being able to check for those biases would make a huge difference in being able to close the gender wage gap.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that the gender pay gap has a lot of people rushing to its defense. But here we are. It's April. It's Equal Pay Day. Why are we not solving this problem?
That's a great question. As I said, I think one of the main reasons is that lack of data. So a lot of companies, a lot of leaders I've spoken to within companies kind of come to me and say, oh, that's probably a problem in our competitor's company or in a different industry, you know, an industry that's not as highly evolved as ours. I speak to a lot of tech leaders about this, but it's really about not being able to have that data. So we as human beings fundamentally believe that we're equal and we're fair. And certainly if a man and woman were to come to us with the same, you know, request and in terms of the same data, we'd say to them, absolutely, you deserve the same amount of money for doing the same job. But the way that it actually breaks down ends up being very different. So it's a big part of it is just not knowing and not spending the time and effort to find out.
Seattle writer Ruchika Tulshian blogs for Forbes on leadership and diversity. Her recent book is called The Diversity Advantage, Fixing Gender Inequality in the Workplace.